It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. New York's Fashion Week is underway. While the event lasts only 7 days twice a year, it does make a big impact on the city. It generates more than $400 million a year and attracts some 230,000 visitors. It also temporarily employs thousands of people. And they're not all fashion designers and magazine editors and models. Joe Piazza is a contributor to the Wall Street Journal's Metropolis blog. She joins us now to talk about Fashion Week's odd jobs. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So you're going to profile a different odd jobber each day on your blog there. Tell us about the first one. I love this. Jimmy the Tent Guy.
I love Jimmy the Tent Guy. Jimmy Parks is something of a Fashion Week mercenary in a lot of ways because he comes up here for 5 weeks a year from Orlando, where he's based for the rest of the year. And he's the man essentially responsible with a huge crew of over 100 guys who are all really great for getting these tents off the ground. And this year it was especially difficult due to the fact that the day they were supposed to raise the tents, and they go as high as 65 feet in the air, was the day that New York got 19 inches of snow. So Jimmy and his crew worked 36 hours straight shoveling with tiny snow shovels into forklifts that they modified with boxes on the front ends to get all of the snow off the tents so that they could lift the tents. And they did it within a day and a half, which is a pretty miraculous feat.
So you talk about him digging the tents out of the snow. I guess there's a lot of other potential disasters when you're creating something like this. Have you heard stories about that?
Everyone that's working at Fashion Week is looking out for a different kind of disaster. So Jimmy and the other crews that maintain the tents are trying to keep the tents at a certain temperature for the next 7 days so that if it does snow or if there is another ice storm, it'll melt when it hits the tents and run off into the gutters. Now, there's another person who has created an ice sculpture in the middle of the tents, and he's hoping that the tents stay just a little bit cooler because he doesn't want his ice sculpture to melt during the course of the week.
Now, you say Jimmy the Tent Guy has worked Fashion Week for the past 5 years. Do you find a lot of the workers do return year after year and kind of get to know everybody?
They really do. And if you talk to them, when you talk to a lot of the editors and the publicists that work Fashion Week, they kind of grouse and moan that this is a hard job and it's something they have to do. When you talk to the workers who work Fashion Week, the security guys, the construction guys, the cleaning crews, they love it. And they say it's really a family atmosphere. They love coming back year after year and seeing each other. It's like a reunion.
So this is Fashion Week's second year at Lincoln Center. It used to be over in Bryant Park. When they changed locations, did the needs change to create Fashion Week for the workers?
They changed a little bit. I mean, obviously, there's different security concerns in Lincoln Center because Bryant Park is really an island unto itself, whereas Lincoln Center doesn't shut down for Fashion Week. The Met is still happening. The ballet is still happening. So there's different security concerns, more security over the space, and also different concerns since they shut down 62nd Street. What I didn't know going into this is that Fashion Week has a 24/7 command center in the band shell at Lincoln Center. So if any of the buildings that surround Fashion Week have any problems, if they need deliveries that can't get delivered because things are shut down, this command center will actually accept and sign for their packages.
And tell us about some of the other odd jobs that you hadn't thought of going into this.
We always look at the Fashion Week tents, and they're beautiful. They're so pristine and white, and they're that way for a reason. It's so that they're very simple to offset the designer's designs, and so the designers can project their own creativity onto them. But white is hard to keep clean. So every night, a crew has to come in and scrub down the tents to make sure that all the fingerprints and everything is removed so it's just as picture perfect the next day.
Joe Piazza is a contributor to the Wall Street Journal's Metropolis blog, and she was here to talk about Fashion Week's odd jobs with us. And we look forward, Joe, to your blog.
Thanks so much.